Dreamscape presents Super Dreadnought 4 by C.H. Gideon, Craig Martell, Tim Markwitz, and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Phil Throng. Chapter 1. Multar. Another planet in a system that had meant nothing a year ago. The captain's new body looked real, felt real, responded the way the AI known as Reynolds thought a human body would respond. He ran on the treadmill, accelerating to fantastic speed before leaping forward, executing a double flip, and landing on his feet. "Looks like systems are nominal," Tikal, the professor who designed and built the body, stated without having watched the android. He checked boxes and made digital marks on his data pad. "What is the new Reynolds going to do?"
"Management by walking around," Reynolds replied, straightening his custom uniform and flicking a speck of lint off his sleeve. "Things are coming together. I need to show the meatbags that I'm here for them."
"I suggest you don't call the living beings meatbags," Giroux offered from her position behind a wall of computer screens.
"I've been told that before, but you are. I mean no offense. When people yell, 'Hey, android!' at me, I don't think less of them for stating the obvious. I think I shall work on my ability to growl and swear, as I've seen human leaders do in the movies from Earth. I'm torn between executive me and dashing devil-may-care me. I shall embrace my hard side until further notice."
"Of course. I shall follow your new personality, as it's interesting how you can turn things on and off. We aren't as evolved as you," Tikal told him graciously. "If you'll allow us our foibles, you'll realize an improvement in how people see you, dashing or not."
"Thank you," Reynolds replied. He watched Tikal's face, but the old Larian gave nothing away. He was already embroiled in a different project. "Prepare to go ashore. I think we'll need you on Multar."
"Hmm?"
Tikal mumbled.
"What's there?"
Reynolds was already on his way out the door, and he didn't bother to answer. He had no idea, but thought it best if his key staff was prepared to deploy at all times. He chuckled as he walked away, thinking about the cult lackey from Multar. He was finally on a trail that could lead him to the last surviving Kretherians. The puzzle...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?